After a low of 33, it's 36 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two employees have died following an explosion at a factory in Louisville, Kentucky. The plant partially collapsed in the blast and blew out windows in nearby homes and businesses. Several other people were hurt.
There were a fair amount of burn injuries, a pretty significant amount of blast injuries as well, from the penetrating and blunt injuries from the force of the explosion, as well as some crush injuries where some debris had fallen on the patient.
That's Dr. Jason Smith at the University of Louisville Hospital. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. President-elect Donald Trump tapping more than a dozen appointees so far to hold key positions in his upcoming administration. They include Elon Musk and former presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy to head up a new department focused on eliminating government waste. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressing NATO leaders in Brussels this morning, saying that the U.S. will continue providing its current level of aid to Ukraine during President Biden's final months in office. This is ABC News. Incidents of anti-Semitism jumping sharply. Here's ABC's Lana Moise.
The Anti-Defamation League reports a 300% increase in anti-Semitic incidents in Chicago alone over the last year. Nationwide, more than 10,000 anti-Semitic incidents have been reported. Since the Hamas attack on Israel last October, an increase of 200%. Cases also spiking overseas.
Especially in Amsterdam after Jewish people were attacked following a recent soccer game. ABC News foreign correspondent James Longman.
There's been a partial state of emergency declared in Amsterdam. So they're hoping that this doesn't, you know, keep going. But every night there's been something. And there is a sense that violence could hit any night.
And several people arrested in anti-Israel protests there over the last few days. KFC going to court over two words, original recipe. It is suing another chicken place, Church's Texas Chicken, for using the same phrase. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchases are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny the Wannabe Baker coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's Pulled Pork Taco Day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. As I am preparing this article to record for Life Tracks, my wife is patiently waiting for me to take her shopping in Madison. We like to shop locally in Richland Center as much as possible, but sometimes you just need to get out of Dodge.